in toll-free. You can bring up anything at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website, freetalklive.com. We give you the features for free. So enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. As we launch here into the second hour of the program, we will take your phone calls about absolutely anything. In fact, we'll jump right into your calls, but want to remind you that freetalklive.com is where you can go to get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners. The, in fact, main feature of the site allows you to control the content that you see there. Everything that's on the main page and the main section there has been created by listeners like you. Maybe it was even you that took the time to submit one of those stories or news items or videos or whatever you see there. Because others get to vote on whether or not they like or dislike your suggestions, you get to vote on things too, and the most voted up make it to the front page and the top of the website. So go and get interactive over at freetalklive.com as we go to the phones and the fun. Talking to John first, listening in Canton, Ohio to WCER. Hello, John.
Hello. I don't know if I'm prepared, but I just heard your after comment when I tuned in about somebody that sounded like was defending this totally nauseating pretense that we're attacking another country now in the African continent, besides throughout the Middle East, one war after another, waking up and you find out that without even the pretense of any consultation, at least as crude as Bush was, he went through some of the motions of pretending to go through the consultation with his kept Congress that he knew would go along with totally war-based lie against Iraq. This guy, in 48 hours, you wake up and we got another war, and it's incredible the propaganda attempt to use this kindergarten approach that we're protecting people by bombing them. Now it's turning out with depleted uranium once again, which is going to radiate that country and cause leukemias and cancers throughout that country, just as we did throughout Afghanistan, Yugoslavia, and Iraq. Mm. It's beyond me there aren't people out in the streets right now, but be the floor.
I don't think anyone on this show is supporting that.
I can't imagine what you heard specifically. I couldn't say that. I have to largely agree with what you say. That
I wasn't listening. I just thought maybe a caller called in and said something along that lines. But it's incredible.
How is it that if you weren't listening, you would think that we were saying something like
that? No, I
wasn't
saying that. You were saying that you were responding in opposition to somebody who was defending this totally unjustified war. Okay. I tuned in at that point where somebody made a comment about that. Gotcha. I must have misunderstood.
Okay, not a problem.
But
go ahead with your thoughts.
But it seems to me that it's an incredible, predictable phenomenon. Anytime the United States attacks a country unjustifiably, the CIA corporate media is going to click its heels, sig heil, and megaphone every psychological warfare lie that would justify it in the minds of the lowest element of the population. But I think most people, according to 70%, are against this.
Is that true? I don't know.
I don't know, but I think the media, I mean, they at least legitimize it by having serious discussion about it, like mm-hmm. the pros and cons, as opposed to just saying, well, this is ludicrous. What are they doing?
Right. Usually the media is debating whether or not they should attack from the west or the east versus whether or not there should be an attack in the first place.
Well, yeah, it's always a question of we'll let you feel like you're important by making suggestions in the suggestion box of how to carry out this war in a more destructive or a more effective or a more efficient way. And that's the limits of the discussion. But I think we got to get other sources than the CIA-controlled media. If you even look up Operation Mockingbird on any kind of a search on the web.
I think your thoughts are very poignant, and I appreciate the call tonight. Thank you for making it at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. As we continue with your phone calls, let's go to Alex in Tennessee. In fact, Rand Paul actually has done something that I think is worthy of discussing, and I'm glad to see it. Well, it kind of in relation to this whole Libya thing. We'll share that with you in a moment. But first, Alex is in Tennessee. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Alex.
Hi. I just had an interesting encounter with a statist that I know, more of the socialist bent. I was having a discussion with her about a interview I heard about a book about the anti-vaccine movement at the turn of the 20th century. It was talking about smallpox vaccines and basically how the, I guess the, whatever the powers that be in New York at the time would go, had went into a Italian tenement and were forcibly vaccinating people at gunpoint. And I told her about this, the person that I'm speaking about, and she's like, that's fantastic. Her reaction was like, that's fantastic. If only we could do that here.
That's scary.
And I reacted in kind of shocked a little bit. And she
that's always fantastic as long as she's not the one holding the gun, right? Like, I'm sure she wouldn't want to actually do that.
Exactly. She thought it was strange I reacted that way because she knows that I'm something of a firearms enthusiast. You know, I like guns.
I love when people equate guns with violence immediately in their head.
Exactly. And she's like, I thought you, like, her reaction was basically, I thought you'd be fine with this. Like, an individual having the force to protect, the means to protect himself is different than a group that has a monopoly on violence, which she thought, and I said, that's all the government is. I said something to that effect. And her reaction was like, it's more like a monopoly on kindness.
So twisted. The idea that you're being kind to somebody by threatening them with violence if they don't do what you want them to.
Because you know better, right?
Right. That's what it is. She knows what's best, and she's willing to have men with guns, not her, of course. She's too good for that. But men with guns do her dirty work for her, as though those people who did not want to be vaccinated would consider what was being done to them kind, that they were being threatened with violence if they didn't stick out their arms, hold out their arms, and allow themselves to be shot with some sort of chemical.
Yeah, the suggestion here is that they're not really people. The people that want to use the government to solve problems.
They're just goats in a herd.
Look at other human beings just like themselves, thinking, reasoning, feeling human beings just like themselves, as if they're livestock to be controlled by the government.
Well, they're not educated, Mark, and I've been to college. Me and my friends, we've had 6 years, 10 years of education. We are very, very well educated on these issues, and clearly, you know, we know what we're talking about.
But that's if you could get one group of educated people in charge. I mean, you might be able to make the argument that this one group of educated people would get something done.
Well, as Gene Ray would say, they're educated and stupid.
There's a bunch of educated people all fighting each other in order to get different things done, and they don't. And as a result, they really don't get anything cohesive accomplished.
Educated people can totally be evil at the same time and just hatred towards humanity, and so that's never a good thing.
When I tried to engage her in further debate about this, she just kind of turned it around. I basically said, well, look at those Amish. Man, they're really hurting. They're in such horrible shape without the government telling them what to do. Mm. And she's like, well, humanity's at a dead end anyway. We won't be here in a couple of centuries.
That's very helpful. It's true if you keep on using this violent, coercive form of government. Yeah, I think that's true. But it has to end. The government does.
You made a great point, by the way, about the Amish. I mean, that's really salient in that conversation because those people are pretty much withdrawn from many aspects of society. And I doubt they're getting vaccinations. The state is raiding the Amish farms because they're, in many cases, in some states, they're creating raw milk and selling it without permits or against the law. They're selling raw milk, and they're actually running sting operations against these little Amish girls who are selling raw milk like a drug deal in a parking lot, pulling into Walgreens, meeting somebody else in their car, and handing over, a half a gallon of raw milk. I mean, this is a criminal operation.
Yeah, in a glass container. That's stuff could be broken and hurt somebody.
Hey, thanks for the story tonight. Glad to hear from you, Alex. I appreciate it. 800-259-9231. Also, on the Libya situation, Rand Paul, he's done something really worth talking about here, so we'll bring that up in a moment. 800-259-9231. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Take control of the airwaves. It is Free Talk Live.
And now it's time for Letty's Easter Countdown, the part of the radio show where Letty comes out and counts down.
It's 19 days until Easter. Look, Bunny's hopping backward on a trail. A receding hairline. I'll be here all week.
This
has been Larry's Easter Countdown. Tune in tomorrow for another Easter message.
VeggieTales presents was the night before Easter. Get ready to celebrate the season and discover what helping others is really all about.
I've been working on an Easter-themed musical. Up with bunnies.
We need a star.
Kathy Cassava.
She's big time.
It's an all-new Easter adventure full of bunnies, music, and love. Featuring American Idol finalist Melinda Doolittle as Cassie.
Helping one another.
VeggieTales was the night before Easter. Available at Walmart, Family Christian stores, and retailers everywhere. Own it today on DVD.
Daddy, I'm hungry.
That little girl will get fed, for now. But what if people like Glenn Beck are right about the threats we face? If the U.S. dollar loses its status as the global reserve currency, prices on the things you need most will skyrocket. Food may be unaffordable, or worse, unavailable. Earthquakes, economic turmoil, continuing unemployment, rampant inflation, and even threats of terrorism are all reasons to let the experts at Ready Reserve Foods help you with a long-term food storage plan. Ready Reserve Foods has been a premier supplier of long-term storage foods for 37 years. Their unique process assures the highest quality long-term food storage available worldwide. Their products have a shelf life of 25 years, and a year's supply of quality food for two people only takes up about as much space as a refrigerator for a fraction of what you now pay at the grocery store. You owe it to your family to find out more from Ready Reserve Foods. Call today for their free full-color catalog at 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793. 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids. The original since 1976.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free. Bring up anything you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. It's 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. You'll find that the features there are free. Those other talk show hosts in the business, they want to charge you for accessing their site. So head over there, enjoy the various different features. We've got live streams. You can listen via broadband or dial-up stream. Of course, great radio stations from across the country. 93, I think, is our current count. Got some more coming shortly. They are listed there, plus our free-to-air satellite feed. And not listed yet, but I will have it up by the end of the night tonight. It's time to make the announcement. It is official now. Free Talk Live is on XM Satellite Radio.
Woo-hoo!
Now. Yeah, I think that's pretty exciting.
It is exciting.
It's been one of those things that we've been working on making happen for a long time.
Yep.
and it finally did happen. And it's really thanks to the Free Talk Live amplifiers, I'd like to say, because the Free Talk Live amp program, as you know, is our way to have our listeners support the show on a voluntary basis. As I mentioned, the website is free. So if you want to help us above and beyond the call of duty, you can become an amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com. And what we do with that money is we market the program. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And so the idea is that we get Free Talk Live on more radio stations. We're closing in on 100 stations, and now we've got XM as well. The reason I think that we have XM is because we went to a talk radio convention this past October, Mark. We actually flew out, went through the damn TSA, and flew out to
not
LA.
Pleasant, but, you know, you got to do it.
Yep.
No, you don't.
The things, well, we could have drove, but...
in Los Angeles.
That would have been
Can
bad.
Can you imagine the Ian and I together the whole time in, say, an RV going out to Los Angeles? No. I mean, and then driving back, I'd kill him.
So,
it'd be good reality TV.
So it was there that I actually met the program director of the a few of the XM talk radio channels that they have there, and I think that meeting those folks in person makes you real. Like, what I do during the day is I call talk radio stations and I pitch the show to them, basically, and it's cool. I mean, I get stations on without ever meeting their program directors, sure. Obviously, but. When you're calling, you're just one of many people who is calling these guys. I mean, they get calls every day from people pitching various different shows across the country. Oh, hey, take my show. Well, sorry, we're already full up. We can't take your show right now. But, you know, they're constantly being pitched by people.
Sure.
And so being able to meet that person in physical reality makes a difference. It makes an impression on somebody, and it makes you more real. And it's our Free Talk Live amplifiers that essentially cover the costs that it takes for us to get those airline tickets and the expensive hotel room at the fancy hotel where they hold these conventions.
Yep.
So it makes a big difference. So thanks to our Free Talk Live listeners and the Free Talk Live amplifiers for helping make that happen. So welcome aboard to all of our XM listeners. Specifically, we are on America's Talk, XM 158. And it's not just like a Saturday evening thing. They're taking all weekdays. They're taking 2 hours a night of our weekday program, hours 2 and 3, airing it from 10 to midnight Eastern time.
Strangely, not the Saturday program, right?
Give them time, Mark.
Yeah. I'm just the Saturday program seems to be the one that everyone
It's what
carries.
Opened up. Like,
yeah.
When in radio, when something opens up, they have to fill the hole. And
that's what Free Talk Live has been great about, you know, because we keep
killer.
Our...
That sounds horrible,
we're
Mark.
The, we're the flying, we're the vulture, the carrion bird of radio up there. We're just waiting for the next guy to go, because we keep our overhead low. We don't need a lot of money to operate this. We're making money now. We're, you know, making a good living, but we started off just kind of holding, and we did it as a hobby and in a holding pattern. And well, you know, we got carried by more and more stations, and now we've been around for 9 years, Ian? How long have we been doing this?
November of 2002.
Yeah, so
we've coming been, up on 9 years.
We've been doing it for long enough that we paid our dues, and we're just... And remember, Meg, all these guys are old.
Yeah.
We're a lot younger than this, so we're going to replace them.
So I don't know how many millions of subscribers XM has, but there's a good chance that... Several thousand, maybe, I don't know. I don't know how they've got like a bunch of channels, so obviously they're not all listening to Free Talk Live on that one channel, but it's good to be there, and I'm glad to have the opportunity.
Well, and the people who don't have it personally, like almost all the new rental cars have it, and so that's when I would listen to XM is in a rental car, just flip through the stations and find something interesting.
That's what will happen. People will just flip over to us, and there we are. So thanks again for that, and welcome to all of our XM listeners up there on America's Talk. And of course, we've also got our webcam and the Free Talk Live listen line that allow you to listen from any phone that can dial long distance. So constantly expanding the number of delivery methods to get Free Talk Live into ears around the world. You can go to listen.freetalklive.com to get more information, and I'll have the XM details up there tonight. I haven't even taken the time to change the website on that yet. So it just,
where are you going to list that?
It was just confirmed. We've got a section for satellite stuff there. So 800-259-9231. Let's continue with your phone calls. John is in Kansas. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, John.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
So, I've noticed you guys have a few books on the website about the Liberty Movement and more or less primers to help people find out about Liberty.
Mm-hmm.
And I did notice you don't really have a good one for nonviolence, which I've noticed... that you, Ian, actually do seem to be a big fan of.
Yeah, absolutely. What would you recommend?
Tolstoy's The Kingdom of God is Within You.
The Kingdom of God is Within You. Now, is that a Christian? Is Tolstoy a Christian author?
He is and he isn't. He takes a lot of the churches to task on issues that he has with them, in which they're basically not being nonviolent. Both Gandhi actually learned quite a bit from Tolstoy.
Interesting.
Now, Tolstoy, what I've read is, it's I wouldn't call it academic, but it's written in a fashion that isn't, you know, really conversational in sort of today's English. Would you agree?
I would agree with that.
So, you know, how is that going to transfer to, say, an audio book? I mean, because a lot of this, and by the way, is it in a free audiobook format? Most of the things at book.freetalklive.com are, in fact, free audiobooks.
It's a free text that is actually in the public domain.
Okay.
Yeah.
And isn't it long?
It's somewhat long.
Well, one
like
of the things that
300 pages.
Right. One of the reasons I chose the books that I've chosen to put over there, and Mark, you mentioned book.freetalklive.com, that forwards you to the Free Keen site.
Yeah, which is book.freekeen.com, but
right.
People are listening to Free Talk Live.
Right. And the reason I chose those books is because I'm not an academic. I'm not somebody who... like if I tried reading one of those academic books, there was one by the Rothbard. I think this, what's the son of Murray Rothbard? What's his name? No, not. No, it's Friedman. Friedman,
oh, Friedman. The Mechanics of Liberty.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Like I read that book and it was just too collegey sounding for me. Like I don't know. I felt
the guy's a super genius.
Yeah, I felt dumb reading that book.
Yeah,
and
I'm pretty much Harry Potter, and I don't go past that. You know.
Right. So I wanted to make sure they were books that I thought were like really easy to read. So if this Tolstoy is difficult to process for me, I probably wouldn't put it up there. But it's an interesting suggestion to have a book more focusing on peace than just liberty.
And another thing about it, Ian, another advantage is I personally am going through the books that are at book.freetalklive.com. I now have a stereo in my car that allows me to stick a USB thing in there, and I can listen to, rather than listening to the stuff that I previously was listening to, now I can listen to audiobooks, and those are the kind of, so maybe having more stuff just sort of lying down there.
I'm open to ideas, and thanks for the suggestion and the call tonight, John. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You may bring up what you like. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you paying more than you have to for your home loan? Discover how to take advantage of the lowest interest rates in decades and put money back in your pocket every month. Hometown Financial has been authorized to offer new mortgage rates that are starting a new refi boom. Rates are in the mid-fours. That means lower interest and lower payments for you. Act now to lock in your low rate for 30 years before rates go up again. You never know when waiting even one day could cost you thousands in interest payments. For a free rate quote to refinance or for first-time homebuyers, call Hometown Financial now at 800-526-5399. Our friendly professionals will help you find a loan that is best fit for you to save the maximum amount of money possible. Discover just how little you could be paying for your home. Call 800-526-5399. That's 800-526-5399. Rates might never be this low again in your lifetime. Don't miss out. Call 800-526-5399.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of two Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new SightGlass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You are invited to take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything that's on your mind. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that you'll find there for free. We've got archives, so if you've missed a moment of the show, click, download. They're yours right there on the front page of the website. The archives are right at the top, last week's worth. Then click into the archives section. You can go all the way back to late 2006, all for free. Again, freetalklive.com.
Ruger has some exciting new offerings for this model year. The LC9 is a new, slightly larger cousin to the very popular LCP. It's compact, has numerous safety features, a three-dot sight system, and Ruger always has and always will mean rugged. The LC9, the next handgun you must own. Made in America, and for you, Ruger.com.
So, right after a discussion about nonviolence, let's talk about carrying guns, Mark.
Well, and this is the sort of thought process is that, well, do weapons necessarily mean nonviolence? I mean violence? And I don't think they necessarily do. I think weapons can, in fact, diminish violence.
You mean protection?
They can mean that.
Well, so, just having a gun, you know, if people know about that, they're probably not going to attack you.
That's very likely.
Right. And if you don't believe that that's true, put a sign in your yard that says gun-free home.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And that ought to figure it out real quick. You know, I told that one to a friend who didn't like the idea of a gun being in her home.
Mm-hmm.
Like, well, you know, then let people know. You know, wear it on your shirt.
Mm.
Anyway.
What did she say?
Yeah, she didn't think that was a good idea.
I see.
I wonder why. The Reason.com here, the unconcealed truth about carrying guns. I think this is a great article. We haven't read too many by Reason, and usually they're long. That's the reason. But let me go through this one. This one isn't too long. Experience is a dear teacher, said Benjamin Franklin, but fools will learn at no other. Give fools some credit, though. At least they eventually learn from experience. What would Franklin say about people who don't? By that, I refer to gun control advocates alarmed that the Illinois legislature may vote to get licensed individuals carry concealed handguns.
In Illinois.
In Illinois. And, you know, this gun freedom thing is sweeping the nation. There's no doubt about it that states are they're pulling the chains off of people to own weapons, and I think it's great. I don't think it isn't liberty, but it's a little bit of it, and I'll take it.
Well, here I think they're also trying to get more money.
Yeah, that's probably true. The Brady Campaign to Prevent Gun Violence calls the measure dangerous. Kristen Rand of the Violence Policy Center says that it would lead to Tucson-style mass shootings as well as the killing of police.
Because that's happening all over New Hampshire.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. No. Well, and Vermont and Alaska, where it's completely legal for you to carry a weapon without a gun permit. You can just stick it right in wherever you want to put it.
Yeah,
it in your
there's
pocket
other
or
countries
whatever.
Where I've seen like pictures of teenage girls with giant rifles standing in ice cream shops. I mean, they must be under complete duress at all times, right?
You know, there's between 38 and 40 states that have this shall issue concealed carry permit, which basically means that all you have to do is go to the police chief and say, I want it, and he shall issue it. Now,
wait a minute, how many states?
38 to 40, it's my understanding.
I can't believe that.
That's my understanding.
I was told that Florida's a shall issue state, but I don't believe it because there's like pages and pages and pages of paperwork.
Things
that they
have
want
changed,
to fill out.
Right? I mean, you know, there was one Vermont carry. It was called constitutional carry. Was at one time called Vermont carry. Mm-hmm. Now there are like six states that have that.
Is that right?
It's just I can't tell you what it's like. I mean, I'm not going to every other state. I can't even own a gun, even in the state of New Hampshire. So this isn't my big issue. I'm just telling you what I've read on the internet.
Interesting.
So, you know, if somebody has information that's different than mine.
Yeah, it's been a decade since I tried, you know, since I was looking into it in Florida. So
Steve Chapman from Reason continues, concealed carry, as it's known, is not a radical notion in most of the country. 37 shall issue states grant permits to carry to anyone meeting certain requirements, and 48 allow citizens to carry guns under some circumstances.
Yeah.
The two holdouts, but I've heard there are 40 shall issue states, so I don't know. Two holdouts, Wisconsin, where Republican Governor Scott Walker has endorsed the idea of concealed carry, and Illinois, where Democratic Governor Pat Quinn has not endorsed it. But Quinn has vexed many downstate Democrats by abolishing capital punishment, allowing same-sex civil unions. So speculation is that he may have to make it up by them by going along on concealed weapons. Now, I don't know what that means. Does that mean he's going to go with it or not? I think he would not go with it. Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, it sounds like he bent to liberal legislation, so he would not let this one pass to sort of give them something back.
If there's, you know, if you're in Illinois, you already know the state of freedom in your state anyway, and being able to carry a
if you're in Illinois, get out.
Yeah, why are you still there?
Yeah, just go.
Their opponents rely on a litany of horribles. The Violence Policy Center in Washington claims that since May 2007, individuals licensed to carry guns killed 286 private citizens and 11 law enforcement officers and committed 18 mass shootings. This gory record, it asserts, destroyed the myth that permit holders are generally law-abiding folks who behave responsibly. In fact, VPC's own data, when inspected closely, doesn't dent the case for gun rights. Over the past 4 years, there have been more than 60,000 homicides in the United States. The slaying carried out by permit holders amount to fewer than one of every 200 murders.
Dang.
For every licensee who killed someone, there are more than 20,000 who didn't. That's licensees that didn't.
Mm-hmm.
So, nor does the evidence indicate that allowing people to carry pistols cause crime. Many of the shootings done by permit holders took place in their homes, where you don't need a concealed carry license to keep a gun.
Right.
And, you know, what
they're defending themselves or their family, presumably, in a lot of those instances. I mean, they're just talking about killings. They're not talking about murders, right? There's a difference. If you, am I right? It was killings, not murders, that they were citing
there,
those numbers.
I think they're talking about homicides, so...
Did it say homicides?
It was homicide first, and then it was murder after that.
Well, let's say homicide once, and then they're free to say murder all they want.
Yeah, let's just say that it's murder, you know? The point is still extraordinarily valid, that one out of every 200 murderers is a guy who got a permit, and most of those people, and I don't know that they're all guys, most of those people in fact, committed the crime, if it is in fact a crime, in their home where the permit doesn't matter because you could still own it in your home. So giving a permit doesn't even, you know, it doesn't even make a dent. It doesn't even make a blip as to the killings that would go on.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that there's an opposite side to this that people need to look at, that if licenses are intended to make it so that people are less violent, they're failing. 199 out of 200 current killers have a gun that's not licensed.
Mm.
So whatever your licensing laws suck. They suck really bad. They waste a lot of people's time, a lot of people's money, and they do not prevent murders. Because, come on, everybody knows that a criminal can go get a gun.
This Apparently not everybody knows.
Yeah.
This licensing stuff is just stupid. Yeah, there's more guns in this country than there are people. You're not going to license them out of existence. So, I, you know, to me, it's just nuts. Nuts. Some of the killings weren't even done with firearms. Among the cases cited by the VPCs is a 2008 strangling in Florida, allegedly by a man who was licensed to carry. How can strangulation be blamed on a concealed weapon permit?
Mm.
If a fisherman killed someone, do we ban fishing rods?
Well, the suggestion is that he should never have been given the concealed permit because he's mentally imbalanced enough to kill somebody in any manner. That's the suggestion.
I don't know how you're ever going to guess who the guy is that's going
to
kill somebody.
Are we supposed to, like, have these people create panels that, you know, assess every person who
they
wants to...
They would probably support them.
Oh, man.
They would probably support some sort of psychological profile, detailed psychological profile being done on everybody that would want to apply for this permit.
More people are killed by cars than they are by guns. Let's do a psychological profile of people that might be distracted while driving.
Or people killed on purpose by cars. I mean, running into somebody you don't
it's
like.
A big weapon.
1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. More on the concealed carry slash gun control issue here in a moment. Also, your thoughts are certainly welcome. You can bring up whatever's on your mind as well. 800-259-9231. You take control. This is Free Talk Live. Are you on any medications? Are you getting your meds at a local pharmacy? If you are, you're likely paying more than you have to. There is a better way. Discount Prescription Services will get you your meds at discounts as high as 70%, and they'll deliver them right to your door. All you have to do is go to meds.freetalklive.com and click Become a Member on the left side of the page. Their customer service is excellent. They'll walk you through every step, and you'll save big time. Meds.freetalklive.com.
Hunting, shooting, camping, apparel, auto ATV, tactical gear, survival equipment. OutdoorBunker.com is your one-stop discount shop for all your outdoor survival needs. From scopes, holsters, and knives to backpacks, flashlights, sleeping bags, and more, OutdoorBunker.com features a massive selection at incredible prices. Orders over $100 get free shipping. FTL listeners, get the UTG Deluxe Universal Horizontal Shoulder Holster for only $9.95. I've got mine. Get yours at OutdoorBunker.com/FTL now.
Extend your life.
My name's John. I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about Extendivite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now, and my doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure's finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you own a septic system, or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems, and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump outs and repairs, and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. Dial in toll free. Take control of the airwaves. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the various features that you'll find there completely free. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. And if you enjoy the program, you can promote the show. Go to promote.freetalklive.com and get a whole list of things you can do to get Free Talk Live into more ears around the world. Promote.freetalklive.com.
Do you want freedom? Build freedom. Do you have programming skills? Join the Freedom Engineering team and help develop the technology that enables spontaneous order and free market capitalism to erupt on Earth. Mobile app developers and database experts want it immediately. Share in ownership. Create stuff that matters. Go to freedomengineering.org. It's time to build freedom. Freedomengineering.org.
All right, so 1-800-259-9231, we continue here. Of course, we'll take your calls about anything. We're sharing with you a Reason.com piece about concealed weapons. Concealed weapons and just kind of the ignorance out there surrounding them. And, Mark, there were some numbers that were given, and I pulled up the article here because I'd asked you a question for clarification in this piece, and you kind of gave me the wrong information. I'd asked you if it said earlier if it was homicides when they were talking about these individuals who were licensed to carry guns killing people, or did they say killing people? Because there's a difference between murder and a killing. You know, in the case of
drawn that distinction, I agree with you that there's a difference between murder and killing. Murder is sort of an illegal killing, whereas killing is just the ending of someone's life. But when they draw these distinctions, you can't always trust the author to mean what you mean when you're trying to, you know, slice these things thinly. The author hasn't approached that, and you would think that would be an important difference. So what I said was, well, let's just assume that these are homicides.
Right. We're talking about the section here that I wanted to clarify says this. The Violence Policy Center in Washington claims that since May of 2007, individuals licensed to carry guns killed 286 private citizens and 11 law enforcement officers and committed 18 mass shootings. So I just wanted to clarify, it did not say that those were 286 homicides. So we're not 286 murders. They were killings, which means they could include people who had somebody broke into their house, was trying to rob them, maybe trying to rape somebody or hurt somebody in some way, and somebody had access to a firearm who was licensed and used that firearm on that person, ending that aggressor's life. That would be a killing, but it would not be a murder because it was done in self-defense.
The article doesn't approach that, so I
No, it doesn't. You're right, and that's why I say I'm just questioning that statistic because it sounds to me like it could include people who were killing people in defense.
Going on with the Reason article here by Steve Chapman, often notes the Florida State University criminologist Gary Kleck, murderers were premeditated or committed during the course of other serious crimes. In those cases, the license was irrelevant, unless you assume that someone willing to break the law against murder or rape would not be willing to break another law by packing a sidearm. What is extremely rare is a homicide committed by a permit holder in a public place in a fit of anger. Reviewing, and this is what the, well, you can't have the Old West.
Well, like they suggested earlier, these gun control advocates were suggesting that we need more gun control because, well, they were upset that there were some states that were considering repealing certain gun control measures. Was it Illinois that was talking about maybe making it so they actually have shall-issue gun permits or something
just
like that?
Just the permit.
Or just even have a permit to carry a concealed weapon. Suggesting that there would be this rash of killings, this rash of John Loeffners or Jared Loeffners, the murderer, the crazy killer out in the what was it, Phoenix? Tucson. It was Tucson.
Yeah.
And, of course, did that guy have a license, by the way?
He did.
Oh, really?
That guy actually had a license. So, I mean, you know, it's one of those situations where, but he did, as this the Florida State University criminologist Gary Kleck point out. Well, yes, he had a license, but he also committed another crime. So the license is irrelevant because, you know, he was willing to commit the crime of shooting somebody, so one would assume he's willing to commit the crime of getting an unlicensed firearm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the assumption that somehow licenses prevent people from getting firearms is clearly fallacious, since 199 out of 200 killings is done by people who do not have licenses.
Yeah, and I'm sorry, but if you're to ban firearms, you're just going to find people, like, if firearms just didn't exist, people are going to kill people using other methods. Like,
because there's crazy people.
Yeah, if you have an intent to kill somebody and you don't have a gun, you'll still find a way.
Like, I think that the gun control advocates have a point that guns make it easier to kill people, but that still doesn't change anything, that the licensing laws don't work because only, you know, 99.5% of killings are done by people that don't have licenses. So whatever this licensing thing is stupid, and it's just annoying people, good people, from getting permits.
Yeah. It's just another control scheme, another way for the government to rake in some cash.
Okay, so what is extremely rare is a homicide committed by a permit holder in a public place in a fit of anger. And, by the way, this is the idea that, you know, that we're talking about the Wild West thing here. But I guess it is a good parallel, because the Wild West has been shown, we read a study here on the air, and it's been some time, about comparing 10 cities in what they called the Wild West in the 1880s or whatever
with cities today.
Yeah, to cities today, and found that the Wild West was 1/10 as dangerous as New York City, 1/26 as dangerous as Baltimore, and I don't even have any idea what it would be like in San Juan. So, going on, reviewing an earlier 2-year database compiled by VCP Kleck found only five cases where possession of a carry permit may have contributed to the occurrence of the killing. Such episodes are not quite flying pigs, but almost. What the gun control groups don't tabulate is how many homicides have been averted by a licensed concealed handgun.
It's impossible.
Right. Mm-hmm. Kleck, who had done extensive research on the topic. You could do the research on all kinds of criminals' situations.
You could make an estimate.
Yeah. And I think you could do something like that. So anyway, has done extensive research on the topic, says it's quite reasonable to expect that thousands of lives are saved by defensive handgun use. Thousands. By persons who carry guns in public places. Even if he's wrong, it would only take a handful of such incidences to offset the homicides caused by concealed carry laws. The problems for opponents is that they have sown fear from the beginning, only to harvest a meager crop. A generation ago, few states allowed concealed carry. When Florida captured national attention by legalizing it in 1987, critics forecast mass carnage.
Mm-hmm.
When other states followed suit, the same predictions were heard,
mm-hmm.
but they turned out to be false alarms. Instead of an epidemic of violence, the nation saw a drop in violence.
True, it's still down, right?
Yep. Well, this is one of the things. I mean, are you going to, if you're a street mugger, and the chances are now higher that the guy that you're trying to street mug has a gun on them, like maybe you're going to find yourself a different profession.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't know what it's going to be, but and for every street mugger that gets smoked by some guy with a gun, it's one fewer street mugger.
It's true.
I'm not advocating that. I don't think that's the best thing. Having been a, you know, through the criminal justice system myself, I can tell you that people that are willing to commit crimes today may turn into people that are good, productive citizens in some time in the future. So, you know, maybe there's a better way, but when you have to protect yourself, you've got to protect yourself today.
Gun control is a friend of the violent criminal.
That's exactly what it is.
Drug control is the friend of the the drug dealer.
Yep, it's the truth. So, they turned out to be false alarms. Instead of an epidemic of violence, the nation saw a drop. Since 1991, the murder rate has been cut nearly in half. They don't have to believe that shall issue laws caused the decline to grasp, but they certainly didn't get in the way. The record of the past two decades demonstrates that you can strengthen the right of law-abiding citizens to protect themselves against crime without making the world more dangerous. That knowledge is helpful in Illinois to those willing to learn from experience.
Well, I hope that Illinois goes through with it for the good of those folks that are still living in that awful, awful status hellhole. You know, we've got listeners there in Illinois, although I don't think we even have any affiliates in Illinois these days. But, you know, get the heck out of there still. Even if they do go through with this, it's still the same state, I believe, where they're proposing raising the income tax by 66%. I don't know if that, has gone through, but that was what was on the table last I heard, because they have a incredible budget crisis to the tune of billions upon billions of dollars, and they have no real plan to get out of it besides raising taxes.
You know, this is...
with crimes, I guess.
I agree with you that I hope the best for the folks in Illinois, but to me, this article, what this says is that there aren't any gun control laws that work. The fact is that the first thing that people would assume makes sense is let's stop convicted violent criminals from being licensed. Well, clearly, if 199 out of 200 murders are committed by unlicensed people, those laws aren't working either. We should get rid of every single one of them.
Yeah, well, that's not going to happen in Illinois anytime soon, but maybe in New Hampshire. 1-800-259-9231. We'll tell you more about, of course, the Porcupine Freedom Festival, which is coming up soon. It's Free Talk Live, R3.
The Ruger LC9. Compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP. Features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed, high-visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.